Hello, welcome to Freedom Wire, your number one source for patriotic truth. That's Connor. I'm Sean. That's Sauce Face McGee.
This is what you get for eating wings right before we come on.
Yeah, you know, get that protein in.
We're Freedom Wire. We're going to talk to you guys today a little bit about the breaking news in the Epstein case, as well as maybe some impeachment updates.
Yay.
Let us know below. Have you seen the Epstein news, the breaking news? What do you think? Is this a step in the right direction? Let us know below by commenting. Also, please, if you could take just a moment, like the video, share it if you can. Also, if you haven't subscribed yet, please subscribe to the channel and hit the notifications button. Also, if you like our snazzy shirts, except for Ryan's.
Oh, see, you never point out when you don't actually wear Freedom Wire shirts on the podcast.
It's always not my place. It's not my place, Sauce
Anyways,
Face.
Where can we get this merch?
You can get this merch as well as insight into our thinking at freedomwire.com.
That's scary. Don't lead with that.
Check out the store tab. Also, read some of the stuff.
Yeah, check out the store, buy some stuff, and read some stuff. All right, let's dive into this stuff. Breaking news.
We need a breaking news.
Wait, maybe we can use this. That works.
Close enough.
Breaking news, breaking the sound barrier news. The two guards that were supposed to be guarding Epstein and falsified their records have now been arrested by the FBI. And
sounds like a step in the right direction.
This is definitely a step in the right direction. They're being accused of falsifying records and maybe some kind of criminal collusion. But they don't know yet. Right now, the FBI is working on a, they're saying a criminal enterprise case for this investigation into Epstein's suicide. We need to just stop saying it. It was a murder. Suicide is not what happened there. He was murdered. There was just the fact that they made an arrest was just floored me, because to tell you the truth, I thought this was going to get pushed under the table. I thought, or under the rug, whatever you want to say, swept under the rug, because I didn't think anybody really wanted the truth of the people. And what I mean by I mean people in power. I think they wanted to keep this story low. Yeah.
This is one of the first signs we've seen that they're actually taking it seriously. And then all those claims they made after he died, their, you know, murder or suicide, they said, oh, we're going to continue to look into it. This proves that it wasn't just lip service. So
here's
actually going to do it.
You're both underestimating my boy Bill Barr. Because right after he said they were going to investigate it, he wasn't giving up. He was pissed. Remember that? He was mad. He was so mad that that happened, you know, so he was looking into it. So I think he had little faith in my Bill Barr.
Maybe. I don't know. But here's the thing. Right now, to me, Bill's got bigger fish to fry. I thought he, you know, really concentrating on those FISA warrants.
That is a high-profile case, though.
Right, I know. But what's more high-profile? The president spying on the former president, spying on a future candidate? Yeah. Or
they're pretty equal there.
Yeah, right? It's hard to say.
Why not both?
I'll tell you what to me is the most interesting thing about this case is how I feel this has moved forward, and part of it is because of the memes that have been going around social media.
I was just gonna ask that, like, what role do you think these memes played in it?
Well, the fact that everybody's been, like, there's been videos, memes, jokes about Epstein not killing himself.
It's the public awareness, I think, that has been one of the driving forces behind it. Because they couldn't sweep it under the rug even if they wanted to. Because if they did try to cover it up, everybody would be pointing it out that they did.
Yeah, but I think they've been investigated. Clearly they have been. So you got to give them credit. I mean, you keep assuming that they're not investigating. Well, clearly they have. They've just made an arrest.
Right, but when was this investigation started? You know, there's things, you know, there's a timeline thing that comes into effect. But the Epstein didn't kill himself thing has been going on for a couple of months now.
Yeah. That has, but I'm talking about the behind-the-scenes investigation.
No, I'm sure the investigation's been going on for quite a while.
Really, But was it July or August? Early August when he killed himself or died, whatever.
It's the public scrutiny of it that.
Yeah, but no, but the timeline matters.
He killed himself in late July.
Late July. So really, it's only. I mean, it seems like a lot longer. But I mean, for an investigation like that, I mean, it's not going to be overnight.
Right.
So.
I mean, but to make a first arrest now, it's like, you know.
I'm sure they've been doing it. They've been doing their due diligence because we've known about these guards and they're, you know, falling asleep and then falsifying records for, like, since day one, we pretty much knew about it.
And, you know, here's what really sucks. These guys could be collateral damage. And what I mean by that is apparently the prison was having staffing issues. And these guys were on, like, their third shift of overtime. In the prison, so they could possibly be kind of innocent.
The top dogs in the prison they're making them the fall.
The
warden got transferred right after, and it seems like it's possible these two guys could be either involved at the lowest possible level or kind of just collateral damage, like Sean was saying.
Yeah, like to me, like they might have just truly been exhausted. And we're like, I can't stay up. I've been working, you know, nonstop for the past 3 weeks or whatever, you know. And but that doesn't excuse it. I'm just saying,
no.
You know, especially you're hired to do a job. Do a job. I find it hard to believe that these guys wouldn't know who they had in their cell. I think
that would be the only people they care about. He was a high profile person. They'd be guarding him, as far as I know.
Right. Yeah. No, I agree. Yeah. I agree. It should be somebody, you know, somebody of that magnitude, somebody who had just attempted suicide, allegedly. Somebody, you know, you would think that they would keep an eye on this guy a little bit better. Yeah. And the question is who got to see, who did they have access to the cameras?
Well, no, so that's the latest thing before we came on air that I think it was Business Insider. Somebody broke a story saying the Justice Department did it. Which we'll get to. I'm not sure about this, but they said the Justice Department does have video that shows that there was nobody that went in the cell. But I thought, unless that must be a new report, that because I remember hearing that they didn't have the, or there's something
there were,
wrong
there
with the cameras,
and both of them malfunctioned.
Right. I'm just telling you what I read. It was a very brief report because it's new, you know, just kind of was breaking news. But so they were saying that they didn't see anybody go into the cell. I don't know, but we'll have to read more on that. But
and then
that was right before we came out.
And I know Ryan's not going to agree with this. But to me, if somebody has the power to break into a prison and have somebody 86th, they have the power to change
camera footage.
I mean, here's the thing. My mind is already made up that he didn't kill himself. And there's really nothing they can show me other than video of Epstein actually killing himself. That would stop me from thinking that this was anything else but a murder.
But say that they did have the footage. So I'm just saying, take it at face value that this report is accurate. The Justice Department does have video. It shows it all night. There's no saying it. But he ends up dead. So how do you think? And he was in the cell by himself, as far as you know. Like, how would that have happened?
Cutting out a frame of footage.
I'm just saying, how can you? Because that is going to be that's going to be the claim as well. They have footage. they never go away from it. They've never seen me go in there, and then they go in, and he's dead.
Well, and it's impossible to prove that somebody did doctor the footage. Even if somebody did doctor the footage, you can't prove that. You know, so that's what that, you know, my theory is unprovable. And I know that it's just,
okay, that's fine. That's why I was just like, yeah, that's why I just wanted to hear.
Yeah, I realize if that is
what happened. And like, I mean, what did they do? The guy from Godfather, Tom Higgins or whatever, did give him the old, somebody give him the old razor blade or something. Like,
whoa,
you
know, yeah.
Give him an old extra bed sheet. It's like,
it might've been highly encouraged. He did it himself, but it was kind of under the penalty of.
But here's another thing.
Better check if he had cigars before.
Here's another thing. We didn't see anybody going in, but we did see his cellmate coming out, right? How do we know he was killed? Because the cellmate was brought out hours afterwards.
So what you're saying is he was killed before
He may
like
have,
he was killed way earlier than we think.
Yes, and then his body. That could be another discovered. Possibility. These are all. Look, I get these are all conspiracy That's, theories.
Well, no, I just wanted to. Yeah, just. Yeah. I mean, respect. I just want people to know we're not. We're just.
This is all conjecture. Right. But it's like you know.
I agree. I mean, come on. There's too many. Like I said, I'm not going to jump to who did it or whatever. But there, I mean, they're definitely. I mean, they take the guy out, you know, like, and then, you know, then they're these supposedly two exhausted guys. They don't check. I mean, there is a lot of weird stuff going on.
It is either the most coincidence-laden situation in history, or there's got to be more going on than what they're telling us. Because when it comes to things like this, I'm much more quick to jump to the conclusion of human incompetence than I am conspiracy. So when it was just guards falling asleep and then, you know, falsifying records to cover their tracks, when it was just bad technology and prison mismanagement, if any of those things on its own, I'd say, yeah, that makes sense. All of these little things put together make it seem like that there has to be more behind this, yeah. Which is what we keep talking about.
I mean, sounds like they are trying to pick at the layers. So they got these guys. So, I mean, obviously.
And this is going to be one stinky onion worth of layers. Yeah. I tell you that.
They're pulling on the thread, and let's see how much of the sweater unravels to go with it.
And here's the thing. It's impossible to even guess who it could lead to. Because in the article I just wrote, it could be anybody. It could be, you know, it could be a disgruntled ex-business partner.
There's a lot of people.
There's a lot of people that would have wanted this guy.
Or it could just been as simple as, you know, as famous that, you know, those kind of pedophiles in prison don't do well. Yeah. One of those deals.
Yeah, that could be it as well. Yeah. I mean, there's all kinds of things. But the probability that this would lead back to anybody of note, namely the Clintons or anybody like that, Prince Andrew.
I'm saying maybe the British royal family more.
Honestly,
everybody's Clintons. But, I mean, the British royal family.
Do you remember the rumors of when Diana died?
The Queen killed her.
That the Queen had a hand in that.
Yeah.
Those were rumors, obviously. And, you know.
Bye-bye!
But, you know, the one thing that the royal family.
Is that the signal? Is that like her Caesar signal? Like,
I don't know.
And she goes.
But the one thing.
Unleash the assassins.
And that's, but, you know, the queen doesn't abide by disrespect of her family. You know, and talk about power.
If there's anybody of these famous people. It's Andrew. That does not look good for that dude.
And he just did that. Did you see, guys? Did you see
the horrible interview?
The horrible interview that he did.
Basically nothing.
Yeah, because that 14-year-old. Well, not anymore. She was 14-year-old at the time. Did an interview a couple month or two ago. I can't remember what network, NBC or ABC, one of those. And she said that, you know, Prince Andrew, she did, you know, favors for him, all this stuff, and like in the so I'm assuming that. He didn't like the interview, probably.
And I'll tell you what, he looked old.
It's usually a good indication of the stress you're under when you age that quickly, yeah.
Yeah, he seemed to have aged a lot in a short amount of time.
Well, here's another angle on this one. Because last week or a week before we talked on the podcast, I believe, about the ABC News reporter, Roback, who had her story cut from air by ABC, wouldn't let him put. And she said one of the reasons they did it is because they wouldn't have gotten an interview from Kate and William or whatever of the royal family.
I don't think they ever got that interview anyway.
Prince Andrew. Like, so, I don't know. It's just interesting. Like, obviously, the royals are throwing their weight around a little bit with this story.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't be surprised.
I mean, we're going to keep with the Epstein thing throwing around the Clintons and the royal family and those guys until the end of time. Because regardless of whether this investigation leads to anybody or not, everybody's going to want to see a man behind the curtain.
Well, it's, you know what it is?
Once we've looked behind there already.
But there, I mean, with this one, there's, I mean, here,
it's
is
quite
so
possible
many,
that
yeah.
the investigation will lead to a person who killed Epstein, and it'll be some random dude nobody's ever heard of because
that's
it was some guy that.
And then that won't be Epstein good enough for people.
It won't be good
thing,
enough.
Yeah.
So, this guy was just a patsy that the Clintons trotted out. They're going to keep talking about it, but.
Epstein
was in Arkansas once. Clearly tied to him.
He left a bad tip at a restaurant, so this guy tracked him for 50 years
Arkansas.
And killed him. Exactly.
Epstein is going to be our generation's Jimmy Hoffa.
Yeah. What I'm saying is we don't know
you're ever going to have it resolved. Well, I mean, we'll see what the investigation comes up. But I'm just saying, which, by the way, off topic, Irishman's coming out in a couple weeks.
I'm excited for that.
Scorsese movie, check it out.
But even if the Epstein investigation leads to a head on a platter, if it's not the head of a person we wanted,
right,
then everyone's going to keep finding ways to tie it to other people outside of that.
The only thing I can think of is so gross is that Bill Clinton. That's so weird. That Bill Clinton portrait in Epstein's New York.
That is the that was the weirdest thing.
And I thought it was fake news at first. I'm like, there's no way this is real. That was the Daily Mail. That's a respected site, you know. And then I was digging through it because we post. They broke our site that day. We just posted the article and it had this creepy picture of portrait of him in woman's drag, Bill Clinton woman's drag, hanging.
Well, no, it was in one of
the blue Monica Lewinsky.
Or Hillary Clinton. They're not sure which one. Dress.
Right. Either way, he was wearing a dress and a portrait, which was weird.
The question is, did he pose for it? Because they were good buddies.
Yeah. I don't want to know. I don't think.
That's one of the details like we don't really need an answer to.
Of all the things in this case, that one is just... That's so weird.
Unless Bill Clinton did pose for that picture and then killed Epstein while wearing that dress, I'm not really interested in finding out whether he was wearing it
or not. That means there'd be more than his DNA on it.
Oh. Exactly.
Can we transition now away from this story now?
So, there's... What's going on with Epstein?
Well, it is...
We have a real threat to democracy. Did you know this?
What is it? It's the fart in the room?
No.
We'll get to that.
Speaking of the corruption and everything that's going on, let's transition into impeachment, which is the other big corruption.
Adam Schiff, I want you to know, Adam Schiff informed us who the biggest threat to democracy is. It's not China. It's not Russia. It's not like North Korea. It's none of these people. It's none of these terrorists. It's Donald J. Trump.
Not the Donald J. Trump.
No, the President of the United States. No, the President of the United States.
It's not his administration. It's the one guy.
It's like Donald Trump.
The single individual in the White House.
I go off on Adam Schiff a little bit right now?
Go ahead.
I'm going to go off on Adam Schiff.
That's what the viewers
are here
for.
He's very much a weasel. I can't stand listening to this guy pontificate during these hearings. The guy is a liar. We know he knows who the whistleblower is. That is the biggest farce. And you're going to tell me, okay, we'll just say, because we already know, New York Times, of all people, reported that this whistleblower contacted his staff. So you're going to tell me that this staffer didn't tell Schiff who the whistleblower is? Are we really supposed to believe this crap? This guy, this is like the topic of your article, the Kingery Court, which, check it out, it's a really, especially the picture is really funny. It's Adam Schiff and his Kingery Court. That's what it is. He's literally, like, an article I wrote today, I'm like, no congressman has had this much power since Joseph McCarthy. Like, he really is. And, like, anytime the Republicans want to bring a witness, he can say, no, we're not doing that. Like, this guy is, of course, we know you call him Shifty for a reason. This guy has been lying for 2 years.
He's been lying for a lot longer than that.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm just honest. Since
about this, he's been lying.
No, about Trump, anything Trump related. He wants him, he's clearly wants him impeached. We know that. You could hear when those prank callers said they had information about Trump or whatever, and he's like, he's basically, he's like a dog. Yeah. Like, this guy will do anything to get this guy impeached. And then he's up there, he's talking to these witnesses, and he's like, oh, I'm so sorry you got treated. Nobody deserves to be treated like this and all this. I'm like, shut up, dude. Just shut up. And then Devin Nunes today in the hearing, I don't know if you guys caught that.
No.
Devin Nunes and Jim Jordan are awesome, by the way. Because Nunes and then Jordan later, but Nunes kept trying to, like, Vindman, who listened in on the call. He told people about the call or whatever. And he was trying to draw the whistleblower's identity out of him in public. It shifts. He's not very bright. It took him a while to catch on. And finally, he's like, oh, you can't do that. Vindman's lawyer had to get involved and like all this stuff. It was like, it was good TV.
Schiff's eyes get even bigger when he realized what was going on?
I don't know if you can.
His eyelids just.
Yeah, so Nunes was trying to draw the whistleblower out of him. It was hilarious. And then Jordan tried to do it later but remember, this is Adam Schiff. He wanted to hear from the whistleblower until the New York Times reported that his staff had worked with the whistleblower before. And then all of a sudden, we don't need to hear from him. Isn't that funny? And then, I wonder why.
Yeah, why deny it? Like, he didn't refute it when the New York Times put it out. It was never refuted that the whistleblower contacted his staff. That was never refuted. Why is he saying he doesn't know?
I mean, it's possible for him to spin it and be like, yeah, let's hear from him. I talked to him earlier. He's got some good stuff to say. You should hear him. But instead, he's like, well, I didn't know. He did nothing wrong.
Right. Somebody tells you a secret, like, but I can't tell you. Do you think Schiff's going to be like, oh, I want to know, though. Like, he's going to be more curious. He's going to find out they work for the guy.
The only thing that could save Schiff would be if there's any level of
compartmentalization.
Yes, going on.
I'm very skeptical. Was involved. Considering how invested in this whole thing Schiff has been, I very much doubt that his staff would have been
Why don't they try to... I mean, obviously Schiff would never let him do it, but why not... Maybe they have tried to subpoena his staff. His staffers that were supposed to be involved.
Like, do you think Schiff would allow
that? Hell no, he won't, but at least it's on the record. You know, I mean, sometimes you just got to put things on the record and say, hey, why are you afraid? Why are you protecting your staff from...
Oh, yeah, I'm sick of this whole record thing.
Well, they do. They submit it, like, they're like 20 articles. Like, all right, here's, submit this political article. Boom. New York, like, they're just like, yeah. No, I mean, it's just.
I get it, but, like, you know, yeah. So people can look back in time. But we're not talking. Look, they want to. So who cares how we look in the future? I care about what happens now going into the future.
Well, the Republicans are doing it to make a statement against Schiff.
That's yeah. No, no. I'm not, that's not even what I'm talking about. Yeah. What, like, when, you know. Schiff lying on record about what was actually on the transcript.
It's not transcript.
It's just a summary. So Schiff was within his rights to make up a short story about what's going on in the Oval Office.
Which, by the way, today Vindman and Pence's advisor there, they both who were listening on the call, they said, "Yeah, the transcript's pretty much right." Or like, so that just took a huge talking point away from these guys. And the media, like, they just like, well, that's inconvenient, so we'll just move on to something else. You know, like, oh, Nunez today, he didn't address the Lieutenant Colonel Vindman by his Lieutenant Colonel. He just called him Mr. Vindman. That's what's trendy now. It's like, really? I mean, I'm sure Nunez didn't mean any disrespect by that. It just, he's used to calling people Mr.
and Mrs. Yeah, and what are you going to do? Call somebody Lieutenant Colonel every...
Right. Yeah, Lieutenant Colonel. It's not like general or something.
Yeah, it's not like something short. It's not concise.
I'm pretty sure he wasn't trying to disrespect.
What if the point was to insult him?
It could have been.
But what are you going to do? Why is that distracting?
What's important? He said the transcript was pretty much accurate.
That's why they do stuff like that. That's what I was getting at with this. That's a distraction. It's a slight. Oh, that doesn't work because that takes a big talking point off. Because they were remember the ellipses or whatever? They were trying to say that Vindman had wanted to change the transcript to read something more. But it was. And even he said it was just more to clarify certain things. Like, it would not have changed the tenor of what actually happened.
Right. And that was what I made that argument. A while ago about Vindman, that he really wasn't doing or saying anything that was against Trump. He was just saying he would clarify certain things. Mm-hmm. So, like, I don't know, you know, what everybody, you know, everybody jumped on one side or the other. Once everybody on the right assumed he was going to be anti-Trump, everybody on the left assumed that he was going to write something that was going to take Trump down, right? So it's like, oh, this guy is full of whatever and has an axe to grind with Trump. So, but that's not been the case.
So I also got to say this today in the testimony that was really, again, I'm sure the media won't talk about it. But so Zelensky, I talked to, and I don't remember, it's hard to keep track. It was either Sondland or Vindman. Anyway, so long, but Vindman, he brought it up. He says, until September 1st, they weren't aware that Zelensky started asking, you know, our side about, I was reading in news reports that the funding is being withheld. I go, wait a second. That's kind of a big development. So Zelensky didn't bring this up till September 1st because he had read it in the news. How is that a quid pro quo? If he has to go read on CNN that they're withholding his funds?
I've made that argument.
It's a joke.
I've made that argument many times.
I know, but
if the people, and I made it with Johnny, if the people that were being supposed that. Were supposedly being having this money held over their head, didn't realize that the money was being withheld, then there is no quid pro quo. There is no bribery. There's nothing. This is the biggest waste of taxpayers' time and money. It's a nothing burger. This impeachment is a nothing burger. And that's what makes me angry more than anything. That's what fires me up more than anything, that this is nothing. And the Dems know it's nothing. All it is a campaign stunt to make Donald Trump look untrustworthy.
Again, if you see what's going on in polls right now, people are waking up to that. We're realizing that it literally is nothing. You wrote an article on it earlier, so I don't need to tell you, but for the sake of everyone else, I'll share it out there. The poll that has independents who are... suddenly switching over from supporting impeachment to not supporting
it. They went from 47% supporting it to 37% supporting it.
I'm telling you, and one of the big reasons is Adam freaking Schiff. These people are seeing, Americans can see through BS, and they're seeing this. But anyway, the other thing I want to bring up, too, is that I still think it's very important that we just, this wasn't dirt. This was a well-known accusation against the Bidens that has been known for a while. There's good, credible reason, if you follow the paper trail, to investigate this. Whether Trump seen it as a political, you know, some benefit, it doesn't matter. This still should be investigated.
There's, yeah, regardless of if whether or not
I mean,
Biden
not,
is a political opponent or not, corruption is corruption.
So I think that the word dirt, it really does matter. This because dirt, again, as like I said on when John was on the podcast the other day, if Trump said go look for prostitute tapes of Biden or something, or find some some scandalous stuff on him, that would be to me dirt. But when there's a known accusation that his son had benefited from Papa's career, and then he put taxpayer money over the heads of the Ukrainians and admitted it on camera, that is absolutely worth asking a foreign country to look into.
The fact that the accusation was known and it was a targeted request, it wasn't, hey, just go look into Joe Biden and find anything. It was, there was this one thing that people keep saying about Biden, that there's this corruption here. Go look into that one thing. It's a targeted investigation. It's not just some fishing expedition to get him, any negative information on Biden.
Yeah, and the CrowdStrike thing, too. They always throw this out there like, well, there's a conspiracy theory, this CrowdStrike. And maybe it didn't happen. I don't know. But there's some evidence there that could have been a thing, too, that the Ukrainians might have been helping interfere in our election in 2016. Again, did it happen? I don't know. But it doesn't mean he couldn't ask to have it looked into.
Yeah, that's part of his job.
Yeah. Anyway, whether Trump was, again, I'm not going to be so naive. I'm sure Trump heard the Biden and said, let's look into that. But regardless, but there was good reason to say that.
Right.
I'm not naive to think Trump cares all about corruption all the time in Ukraine. But that doesn't change the fact that that wasn't a valid request. Does it? I mean, I don't think it does. Like, there's good reason for him to look into it. So I think there is a couple.
Congratulations.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Ackley. Thank you, Mr. President. Anyway, so.
Yeah, again, of course, Trump is going to take advantage of a situation that plays into his hands. The fact that Biden is a political opponent, you think he's not, like, chomping at the bit at something like that?
That's definitely a side benefit.
And here's the thing. Trump loves to win. That's what this comes down to. And the fact that he could win doubly here, he can sniff out corruption for the United States and bury one of his political opponents, somebody who has disparaged him along over the last couple of years, that's a win-win situation. But that's stuff you have to prove.
And speaking of Trump winning, Nancy Pelosi's concerns about 2020... And we wanted to hit on that a little bit.
Yeah, voters are dangerous, apparently, to Nancy Pelosi.
Oh, except when they won the House last year.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Those voters are good.
Those ones are good ones.
Voters are dangerous because sometimes they vote for people Pelosi doesn't like.
I wish the Republicans wouldn't have lost the House. We'd be saving so much of this crap right now. That's what the biggest fear of we all knew was going to happen. If they would have won the House in 2018, which they did. This would be nonstop investigation.
Yeah, but it wasn't the red wave or the blue wave everybody expected.
No, but it was enough that we have this.
And traditionally, this is what happens.
No, I get it, but I'm just telling you, that was the big fear for me and a lot of people of losing that election is this was to be 2 years straight of investigations.
But back to the Pelosi thing, what she said in a letter to some Democrats that she wrote was basically, we need the impeachment because the decision can't be left up to the voters. It's dangerous. Because basically in between the lines there, she was saying, if it's left up to the voters, they'll vote for Trump again.
And what does that tell
you? We don't
want
that to happen.
Oh, I mean, Al Green, the representative, has said that. Cortez just said something similar.
We got to impeach him or he'll be real.
Al Green and Maxine Waters have been trying to impeach Trump before he even took office.
Yep, and Rashida Tlaib impeached the MF-er. Yeah, so it's like, for what? He won. That's basically
That's all it comes down to.
Yeah.
Why? Because
we didn't think we'd ever actually see the day when they did it back in, 2017 when he was first coming into office, but... Here it is.
Why did we not see that? Because he hasn't done anything wrong. This is the second time they're accusing him of something and then have to find
The Mueller report. Now they're going back to that.
Right, right. Well, no. They accused him of colluding with Russia without any evidence. Then they did investigations to try to find evidence. Now they're accusing him of quid pro quo or bribery. Then and they changed that word.
So focus tested.
Focus, because bribery is looked at as dirtier and it's actually an impeachable offense. Quid pro quo really isn't.
High crimes and misdemeanors. Yeah, bribery. Yeah.
Yeah. So that they tried to they're trying to change the narrative.
At least now they're accusing him of an actual crime. There's still no evidence for it, but changed
that,
the name.
That shouldn't. That is not how America works. You have evidence, and then you accuse the criminal. That's how it
and
works.
It's on you to prove that the criminal is actually a criminal.
And yeah, when Nancy Pelosi says, "Well, he hasn't
proven his innocence.
He doesn't have to. Well, when this you have to prove his guilt."
Yeah, that was my biggest thing with Robert Mueller when he said, "If we could have acquitted him, we would have." But that's not your job. Your job is to find evidence, and if it meets the threshold, then you bring it to a grand jury, and then you go to a trial. If the grand jury says we can go forward, that's how the justice system is supposed to work in this country. But these are the Democrats. They play by their own rules.
Yeah. Well,
that was therapeutic. I really like going off on Adam Schiff a little bit. It felt good.
It's fun. Everybody should do that at least once per day.
It feels so good because I'm sitting there listening and just trying not to throw my monitors when I'm listening.
What I might do is I might get a few print up his picture, put it on some punching bags.
It would feel really good.
That would be fun.
Oh wait. That wasn't, you weren't suggesting violence against him, were you?
Yeah, no, for sure. For sure. I'd love to slug him in his gut.
What if we put like a CNN logo on him, like, and punch it?
That violence would be encouraging media.
Yeah, it'd be encouraging violence against journalists.
But before
I'm not a politician, nor am I a journalist, so I can say whatever the heck I want. Yeah.
But before we wrap up, speaking of Democrats blowing hot air, let's end on a funny note here.
was that a note in G or G minor? I don't know. I couldn't tell.
Was it the brown note?
I think so. We're talking about former Democratic presidential candidate Eric Solwell, who was on live TV and accidentally, allegedly, let out a gigantic fart that was clearly audible by everyone watching the broadcast.
He ripped it.
There was no...
He cropped us to somebody.
Yeah, there was no attempt to be silent here. This was full-on release.
You know what it was? I'm going to tell you what it was. He probably thought it was going to be quiet. You ever do those ones where you go, this one's going to be quiet.
This will come out quiet.
This one's going to come out quiet. It comes out loud. That's what happened to Eric Swalwell. Yeah, and he should have just admitted it. Because people, honestly, that would have made me laugh. He goes, it's what happens.
But he's a politician. He can't even lie about farting.
He spun it.
Does lie about farting. Yeah.
I ate some bad guacamole today. My bad.
The network was covering for him, saying it wasn't actually gas. It was the sound of someone moving a coffee mug across the table in the background, which, like,
I thought they were,
I've never heard
a
coffee
hall.
Mug.
Weren't they in the Capitol Rotunda or Statutory Hall or something?
It reverberated.
Yeah, it had the reverb. You saw it on his face.
I'm calling BS on that. I don't want to be wrong, but the venue does matter in this search. Because I've been in the Statutory Hall and the Capitol Rotunda. There's no tables there.
Well, they were saying at the CNN studios.
Oh, okay. I was like, wait a second. That could be fixed easily.
Here's the thing. Okay. Two things happened. One, he visually lifted when the noise happened, and he almost laughed.
He got propelled.
He paused mid-sentence for like half a second while the noise was going on, and then he resumed talking as though nothing had happened. But you could see on his face he knew something was going on.
Yeah, that or it's one of the funniest deep fakes that we've
either
got.
Way, look up the video.
Yeah, I can't.
Been giving us a good laugh all day.
Yeah. You know, what's the worst is when you're walking down a grocery store aisle and you think you're all by yourself, and then Eric Swallow, and then
the whole family
down,
rounds the corner.
You're trying to, oh crap, I gotta walk away. Anyway.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
So, politicians are just like us, only they deny their farts when they happen.
I think many people in this room have denied a fart they've let.
Of course.
Of course. But, once again... here we have on live television proof of the concept that
he... You mean like how we have on live television that Biden tried to bribe...
Yes.
Yes.
What was Ukraine?
It wasn't live, dude. Fact check. Snopes just fact checked you. It wasn't live. It was live
at one point.
It's amazing what they'll fact check. Like the freaking dog with the metal, the Photoshop.
So as you can see, whether it's farting, Epstein's murder, Ukrainian corruption, they'll lie about just about anything.
It's amazing.
That's why you need your number one source for patriotic truth.
FreedomWire.com to the rescue. All right, ladies and gentlemen, hopefully you liked what you heard today. If you did, awesome. Please like the video. Share it. Comment below. What do you think about...
Did he fart? Oh, you mean other stuff.
Okay. Well, sure. Go ahead. Let us know. Did Eric swallow farts?
Yeah, we'll work backwards from least important to most important.
Please let us know. Comment below. If you haven't already, please subscribe to the channel. And as always, hit that notifications button. That way you'll know when a new episode is out. Also, if you want to read our insight into what's going on in the political world, or you want to go ahead and pick yourself up one of these snazzy Freedom Wire hats or mugs or shirts, not Ryan's, because Saucy Face McGee can't lower himself to wearing Freedom Wire gear.
You know they're just going to make me not wear Freedom Wire gear from now on?
On one of the 3 days that we do this. If you want one, go to freedomwire.com and go ahead and go to the store tab and you can buy one.
But
yourself.
You know what I also have, though, is the Freedom Wire Freedom Goblet. $9.99, 15 ounces.
It's there, too. Other than that...
Okay.
We're now just over a month away from Christmas.
Yeah, so get your favorite Patriot their favorite mug. Mm. All right,
their new favorite mug.
They don't have it yet. Well, they might. They might have bought one and they need to break. They might have broken it and need another one.
So
hurry up and pick yours up. Other than that, you guys got anything else?
That's about it for me.
All right,
it's been real, guys.
Till next time, stay free, America.